Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jody. How may I help you?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said yes. Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you.
Could you help me? There's a charge on my credit card, and I'm not sure what it's for. It's $59.95, charged on February 9. If I give you my name, can you help me?
Yes. Let me start by getting your zip code, please.
Thank you. 08757.
All right. Your first and last name?
Yes, it's Brenda. I use my middle initial, B as in boy, last name Oakes, O-A-K-E-S.
Okay. And verify your shipping address, please.
Yes, yeah, my home address is 4C Maple Street, Tom's River, New Jersey, 08757. But I also use my boyfriend's address, too, 18 Tilbury Court.
Okay.
Tom's River.
I have the Maple Street address. Let's see here.
What was it? Yeah.
This is for a smart health watch and wireless mini pods. These were trial items. Looks like it was purchased on the one charge that you're speaking of from February the 9th is for the smart health watch. The mini pods were purchased for, that's considered a straight sale. And so there's no additional charges for that, those mini pods. Okay, the watch, that is the end of trial pricing. There's no charges after this, the $59.95.
No, excuse me. 1 minute, please.
Okay.
I will be calling my credit card. I have a post office box. This is a scam then. No fault of yours. I had gotten a thing from the U.S. Post Office saying if you do a survey, you will get one of two gifts, and you only pay the shipping, which is $6.95. So I did the survey. I have both items right here. I did the survey, and I even said to my boyfriend, I said, oh, my God. I said, I can't believe the post office, USPS, they sent both gifts. And I said, wow, isn't that something? Yeah, isn't that something? They charged me $60. No. I'll be they can have them back. This is a ripoff. I'm not paying that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I apologize for any misunderstanding.
Not your fault.
Yeah, let's give me 1 second. Let me see how I'm able to help.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's not your fault. I'm going to take it out on you. You have a job to do and making money.
Well,
I get it.
I do wish the ads were a little more transparent. And I'm not familiar with everywhere they place the ads, and some are a little different than others. So the watch, it does monitor your heart rate, your blood pressure, sleep monitoring.
Yep.
Would you accept 35% refund
to both
of those charges?
Not.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. You know why? Because they scammed me. They pretended to be the United States survey, and then it says all you have to do is pay the shipping as a thank you for doing the survey. So apparently they went through a lot of effort to pretend they were the United States Post Office.
Mm-hmm.
They even had the little truck and the little red
wow.
thing, and it looked just like the website. So no, you actually work for them.
I am a representative for the company. This is actually a call center. And we provide customer support for the items. I have no idea where they place the orders. My knowledge is that it's placed from the consumer website, and a lot of orders are placed from the website. All right, I do have to offer this suggestion, 50% off of the 50% refund on those end of trial pricing. Would you like to take advantage of that?
No. Thank you.
All right. No problem. I'm going to get this order canceled out for you so that there's, just as a safety measure, so there's no future billing. I will go ahead and issue a full refund for both. Let me see.
If they pay for shipping, they can have it all back.
Right.
I'm not looking to keep this stuff. I don't want anything that doesn't belong to me. Apparently, this was a sham. They can have it back, but they're paying for the shipping. I've already paid $6.95.
Right. No, you're fine. I don't think that this
Thank
company
you.
requires a return. Let me. Yeah, you will not issue an RMA. Okay.
Isn't that terrible?
It's I wish they were more transparent.
Yeah, I wish they were more honest.
Yeah, that word too. I'm limited to the things I can say.
I understand.
All right. I do have a cancellation number for you.
Let me put that in my notes here. One second. Let me put it in an email. Almost there. Okay, I am ready.
All right, that cancellation number is CD2A26F as in Frank 25AA.
Okay, CD2A26 Frank 25AA.
That is
And
correct. Yes, ma'am.
may I
And
have your first name again?
Jody.
Jody, that's right. Thank
Yes,
you.
ma'am. No problem. All right, so I've issued a refund for the $59.95 and the $29.95. I have the email address joiseyeshoregirl@aol.com. You'll receive an email confirming that those refunds have been issued, and you should see them back in your account between 3 and 5 business days. I do apologize; those items are for you to keep. Maybe they may make a good birthday present, possibly for someone if you'd like to. If you do not want them, but there's no return for those products.
So, Tony, ask you the $29.95, and that is JIAHA, Easy Living, phone number 888-231-9438. Is that all the same company?
Let me see. Give me the last 4 digits again.
Of course, 9-4.
It is breaking up on me very bad, but
I'm sorry. Yep, 9-4-3-8.
9438. I do not see that. I see. Let's see what is that products these are. Pure smartwatch. So I have 888-230-3563.
And that would be 29 watch.
Let's see. Wait. I apologize. The 20. Okay. This headset, I'm not sure if something's happening on purpose or if it's truly my headset, but it is cutting in and out.
Oh,
Say the
that's me.
last.
No, that's my. Here, move to a different spot.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I think.
No,
Okay.
you're so sweet. It's not you. Not you at
Okay.
all.
All
Bad
right.
connection on my end. Okay, is that a little better?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the, let me see, 29, how much is that price? You said the other price that would be credited?
$29.95. That is for the mini pods.
Yeah, and was that done on, what date do you show?
The 24th.
Yeah, this is the same. It says January 24th, posted on the 25th, but it's a different name and different phone number, but it's California, and it's for $29.95. So it's got to be the same one you're referring to. You just have a different phone number.
It says that it is now sometimes whatever they'll put a phone number on your banking statement, it may not be the correct number. You'll have to call the mer I'm sorry, call the bank or financial institute, ask for the merchant's telephone number because this is a call center, they sometimes will put generic call center numbers. You may not get routed to the correct place. But I did take care of both of these charges, the Health Watch and the Mini Pods.
Okay, $59.95 plus $29.95. That's $89.90. Mm-hmm. Okay, oh my God. And thank you. I appreciate, I'm at, with the whole COVID thing, I'm off work too, probably until July 1, last March 29. So, yeah, no. I watched my accounts closely and I was like, what is this? But where are you out of? You're amazing. You have such a cool temperament. And professional.
Well, thank you. I am in New York.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. I'm in Alabama.
I was going to say, this New Yorkers get a bad rap. They haven't met Jody.
Yes,
oh, man, you would be a great trainer because you are good. I'm telling you. I don't impress easily,
you.
But you're good. And I used to run a switchboard years ago for a big company. So I had a lot of operators and stuff, but you're good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too, Jody. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.